Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today for World Vegan Day is a naturopath and nutritionist, Maddie Bingham. Good day, Maddie.
Hi.
So, World Vegan Day, November 1.
Yeah.
First and foremost, a lot of people get confused between being a vegetarian and a vegan. Can you explain to us what the difference is?
Okay, so a vegetarian is someone who doesn't usually eat meat or seafood, but they still continue to eat dairy and eggs. And then a vegan is someone who doesn't eat any animal products at all, so no dairy and eggs, no animal protein. And yeah, so that's pretty much the main difference.
So pretty much plant-based.
Yeah, so entirely plant-based and maybe the inclusion of honey.
First and foremost, a lot of people would say, I might not get the same nutrition as I get from being a vegetarian, because when you're a vegetarian, you can still have milk, you can still have eggs where you get your protein, your calcium. So can you explain to us how a vegan diet works?
Yeah, so you can get pretty much all the nutrients you need on a plant-based diet. You just have to eat like a lot of abundance and variety. So you can get lots of calcium, and you can get lots of iron from plants as well, and as well as protein.
Can you give us an example?
So you can get protein from legumes, nuts, seeds, tofu, soy products, and there's so many more products coming out on the market now as well, which is great for the vegan community, and also for anyone wanting to try veganism, but they might think that they can't get certain products, but it's actually, yeah, it's really easy now.
And when you say soy products, does that mean that you could still have your latte, but have a soy latte instead?
Yeah, exactly. So you can just, instead of having dairy in your milk or, in your coffee or in your cereal and things like that, you can just swap them for almond milk or soy milk or any other plant-based milks. And there's so much variety of plant milks on the market as well. So, yeah, there's so many things.
What about when we cook or when we do stir fries, what do we use as an oil or butter replacement?
Instead of butter, you would just use, say, olive oil or coconut oil or something like that.
And it will taste as equally good?
Yeah, for sure. As long as you're adding in lots of different flavors and spices and just knowing how to, like, enhance flavors of plants. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that you do need to put in extra effort to be plant-based. You need to prepare quite a lot, but once you get the hang of it, it's really quite easy.
Some people might ask, can children become vegans, or is it just for adults?
Well, the world's largest organization of nutritional professionals, the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, actually published that plant-based diets are appropriate for all stages of the life cycle, including pregnancy, lactation, infancy, childhood, adolescence, older adulthood, and even for athletes. So it's definitely doable. You just have to, like I said, be prepared and know what to kind of eat.
Turning vegan, it is a lifestyle choice and it is a personal choice, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So people may choose to go vegan because of their feelings about animals and the environment, or they may even do it for their own health and well-being.
And is it easier to become vegan these days compared to, say, 10 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, definitely. And because there's such a growing demand now, because the vegan population is growing so much, there is so many options and alternatives now on the market. And even, like, out at restaurants and cafes, usually they would have at least one vegan option. Or if not, they would have vegetarian options that if you ask if they could veganize it, they're more than happy to a lot of the time.
And so it means, because it says here 1 in 10 Australians now are following a vegan diet.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really seeing a huge uptake in Australia. And Australia actually has the third fastest growing vegan population worldwide. So, yeah, it's definitely growing rapidly.
And you mentioned earlier that it was a lot easier. I noticed, like, even in mainstream supermarkets, they have vegan alternatives already, isn't it?
Yeah, there's so many shops bringing out plant-based meat and dairy-free alternatives. So, yeah, it's really easy now to get those kind of products. I shop a lot at Flannery's. Do you know Flannery's?
Yes.
Yeah, so Flannery's, they have a great variety of different plant-based products in their store. So yeah, I can usually find all sorts of alternatives in there.
Are there any things that we should look out for or maybe try, especially now that we're coming into the warmer months?
Yeah, there's all sorts of types of like burger patties and sausages. But yeah, there's some really great products, and you can even, if you want to get creative, you can make pulled pork replicates using jackfruit. Or say you could make seafood scallops, but instead of using real scallops, you would use king oyster mushrooms and slice them up and, and flavour them, and then they can really taste like the real deal.
And it says here that I could make burgers with mushrooms, walnuts. I've never really thought about putting nuts into my burgers.
Yeah, I know. It is an interesting one, but it actually can be super tasty. So what I do usually is, yeah, I blend up in a food processor some mushrooms and walnuts and some sort of liquid, so like veggie stock or water, and heaps of herbs and spices. And yeah, you can really squish it into patties or roll it into sausages. Yeah, and that's great, and it's super nutritious as well, so it's a win-win.
One of the most popular ingredients in Filipino cooking is banana blossom. I didn't realize that it could replicate the taste of a fish.
Yeah, so yeah, that's so interesting. So banana blossom, when you pull it out, because it usually comes in a can with brine in it.
Yes.
And so you just pull out a piece of it, and it's already in like kind of a fish fillet form. And then so what you can do is you can just batter it, making like a normal batter, and just fry it up, and it really does replicate like the look and kind of texture of fish. And yeah, you could also use it in like a fish curry and stuff like that.
And the pulled pork for jackfruit, it's very interesting, because I don't think of it as a dessert.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But because jackfruit doesn't really have much of a flavor, and like the banana blossom, it comes in a can with brine in it, so you just drain out the liquid and rinse it, and then you can add lots of sauces and stuff like that to it. So say you could like make like barbecue pulled pork using the jackfruit and put it like with barbecue sauce, and then because it's already a shredded texture, and then you can put it on like burgers and in tacos, and yeah, you can get really creative in the kitchen.
So for those who are interested on becoming vegan or would like to learn more about being vegan, do you have to say, okay, I'm turning vegan today, I'm not going to eat meat ever, or can it be a gradual process?
Oh, it can definitely be a gradual process. I know some people like to do it full cold turkey and just do it overnight, but for a lot of people it needs to be a slow transition. They need to get prepared, do their research, find lots of recipes, and yeah, just not trying to strive for perfection. Like, I think that'll scare a lot of people away. I think just, yeah, progress over perfection is definitely the way to go about it.
I guess knowledge is power, and the more information we have, the more informed decisions we can make.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much, Maddie Bingham. And today, November 1, is World Vegan Day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Share or comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.